is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Cheney, an attorney letter to Brad Smith, attorney at law. Address on file of Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Candace Tipton, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. Last name is Tipton, T-I-P-T-O-N. That's T-I-P-T-O-N. On January 22nd, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 27-year-old female, height 5 foot 5 inches tall, weight 285 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about July 1st, 2021, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. She was rear-ended, period. There was a slight amount of damage where the bumper needed to be replaced, and there was damage to the lift gate, period. The patient was in a 2018 Chevy Traverse SUV, period. It was hit by a red sedan, period. The patient was jerked, period. Approximately 1 hour later, she had pain in her low back, comma, right, pain in her low back, comma, bilateral hips, comma, and neck, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still experiencing pain in her low back and hip regions, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain is described as occurring also with diminished range of motion, period. It is an intermittent type pain, period. It lasts approximately 8 hours per day, period. It is described as a stabbing and throbbing type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee, period. She was told that she had a bulging disc, period. New paragraph. Her hip pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain does involve both hips, but at times is worse on the right, period. It is an intermittent pain that occurs approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a stabbing and burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 7 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right thigh, period. She was told that she had a potential scratch that statement. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient was that day she was seen at Monroe County Emergency Room, period. She was treated and released, but she did have CAT scans, period. A couple weeks later, she was seen by her family doctor, nurse practitioner, Brandy, B-R-A-N-D-Y, Sullivan, S-U-L-L-I-V-A-N, period. She was referred to Dr. Smart, S-M-A-R-T, period. Dr. Smart apparently ordered MRIs of the low back and hip, period. She was referred to physical therapy at IU Health in Bedford for several months, period. She was later seen at a sports medicine doctor in Bloomington, period. In approximately July of 23, she had a hip injection and more physical therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems bending, comma, stooping, comma, lifting over 40 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as hiking and long walks, comma, sex, comma, sleep, comma, walking over 5 miles, comma, and sitting over 5 hours, period. New paragraph. Medications include bipolar depression medicine, comma, medicine for nightmares, comma, medicine for sleep, comma, and over-the-counter medicine for this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for bipolar disease, comma, nightmares, comma, insomnia, comma, polycystic ovarian syndrome, comma, and HPV, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for cholecystectomy and tonsillectomy, period. Next paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back in the past period. The patient never injured her right hip in the past period. The patient was involved in a motorcycle accident in 2020, but just received road rash, period. In this injury, there was no back injury, and there was minimal skin treatment, and she was only seen once, period. The patient was rear-ended in an automobile accident approximately 2018, where she was seen in the emergency room once, and she did have low back pain for approximately 1 week that resolved completely without treatment, period. The patient has not had prior work injuries, period. The patient fractured her foot and her collarbone in childhood without complication, period. New paragraph. Occupation. Patient's occupation is at a mother at a stay-at-home in a stay-at-home situation, period. As a result, no work was missed, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. X-rays of the pelvis and hip, two views. February 28th, 2022, no abnormalities identified in the pelvis or left hip, period. Sports medicine outpatient provider note, April 21st, 2022, follow-up of the left hip greater trochanteric pain syndrome, period. We did a corticosteroid injection and gave her a home exercise program, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine, December 30th, 2021. Comparison to the MRI of the lumbar spine dated July 16th, 2021 showed mild lumbar spondylosis, particularly at the L2, L3 level, period. No acute findings or significant instability, period. Physical therapy note, June 3rd, 2022. Patient reports problems starting after MVA in 2021 and had therapy for her back and hip at that time, which helped a little. Patient was then referred to neurosurgeon, and patient was not a candidate and was sent to ortho/sports medicine and received injections to the left hip, period. Physical therapy outpatient evaluation, June 3rd, 2022, states this started around 1 year ago, period. Patient was involved in a motor vehicle accident at that time, period. Caused significant amount of low back pain and some numbness over the right thigh, period. Over time, the back pain had lessened, but the numbness of the right thigh is increased as well as developing left lateral hip pain, period. MRI of the lumbar spine, July 16th, 2021, showed disc bulging at the L2-L3 level, period. Also posterior disc bulging at the L4-L5 level, period. IU Bedford Hospital Records, September 23rd, 2021. I have had the pleasure of treating Candace Tipton for almost 2 months, period. However, PT continues to have constant right anterior thigh numbness and severe high pain levels after work, period. Emergency room report, Monroe Hospital, July 1st, 2021. States MVC this morning, driver of vehicle that was stopped along road, comma, rear-ended by another vehicle, period. Mild, pain is mild and in the area of the left SI joint, comma, lower lumbar spine and right SI joint, period. On physical examination, they documented abnormalities. Their impression was acute right-sided and left-sided lumbar radiculopathy, period, lumbar strain, period. They prescribed Flexeril and a Medrol dose pack and advised follow-up with the healthcare provider, period. They did x-rays of the lumbar spine, complete hip x-rays, and gave her an injection of Norflex IM and Decadron IM, period. New paragraph. After reviewing all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of July 1st, 2021, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, low back strain, comma, trauma, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and L2-3 with L4-L5 disc bulge, period. Number two, bilateral hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and tendinopathy, period. Number three, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolve, period. The above three diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of July 1st, 2021, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the lumbar region, utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In relationship to the hip areas, utilizing Table 16-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 4% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 2% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. When we combine the two whole body impairments, the patient has a 5% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of July 1st, 2021, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the low back and bilateral hip regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the fact that she was advised that she may need more testing, but she did not have time to do it in the past, but she was advised that she will need a repeat MRI of the hip and back, period. Cost of this additional diagnostic study would be approximately $2,800, period. Some possible hip injections should be considered at a cost of $3,000, period. Ongoing over-the-counter medications will cost $85 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. Because of the two areas of bulging discs and the low back as the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible and may require definitive surgery in the lumbar region, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient, but have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.